This idea of positive thinking is really very interesting, and it's very, very true. I found in my life, I sing and play with people that aren't so positive, you know, as positive as me, and their lives seem slower and more difficult, and there's always something wrong, and they're always looking for something wrong, because that's what always happens to them. But I don't think that that's what my life is about. I don't look for things that are wrong. I try and look for things that are right. It's better for me. It makes my heart feel better. So that's what I do. It's quite simple. Yes?
Is there a 4 or 5 song?
A 4 or 5 song?
Uh-oh. Oh, we need to write one.
No, we should call it the 4 or 5.
You there you go. 4 or 5 songs.
I think, you know.
Now all we need is another line, right?
You need the 4 or 5 songs.
The 4 or 5 songs. Get along.
I'll get along.
We like to sing a silly song.
I love to belong to PS50 long.
Please don't hesitate.
You see, all of a sudden we wrote a song.
How many songs do you did about your life?
You know, you're asking some really great questions. I think all my songs are about my life. What else do I have? Right? What else do I have to write about? I have to write about what happens to me, the experiences I go through, the people I meet, the people that piss me off, you know, the people that make me feel great, you know. I just write about my life and what happens to me. And, you know, it's not a big secret. I think every songwriter worth their salt writes about what happens to them as people.
You played in Central Park.
Played in Central Park.
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yes.
Beacon Theater.
And you know what I did? 3 months ago, I was asked to sing the national anthem at the Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. Don't tell me that wasn't cool. It was the coolest thing.
A cappella.
Yeah. A cappella. Does anybody know what a cappella means?
No.
A cappella?
It means voices only. No instruments.
Just his voice.
That's the national anthem.
You mean like singing?
Oh, say can you see by the concerning high what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. All of the land
And I love this song.
With the guitar.
Go get it.
Yay!
Do you want to explain at all why you wrote this song? What inspired this song?
Sure. It's a Martin guitar, which are the finest acoustic guitars in the world. And they made this specially for me. They made an edition of just over 140. So this is the Graham Nash model of a Martin guitar.
And they have a,
there's my signature.
I know it has a little
Yeah, right. Yeah, and this little heart with wings, which is Susan's symbol, which I put on there for her. So anyway, I wrote this song. Remember earlier we were talking about how much you can learn from your parents and how much you have to teach them also, right? That's why I started to write this song. Did anybody see an angel go by then?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
You who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past just a goodbye. Teach your children well, Cause at Father's hell, it slowly go by and be them on your dreams. The one they pick is the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. I know they love you. Yes, they do. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, cause their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they pick is the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. I know they love you.
I know this song.
Do you?
There's a song that basically just says right? Peggy Sue. Not a hard song to write.
And yet.
Whoa.
Last time.
Peggy Sue, you know this. Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy.
My Peggy Sue.
Ooh, I love you, girl. Yes, I
want you, Peggy Sue.
One more time, we gotta, come on. Peggy Sue,
one more time.
Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue.
Oh,
Peggy.
Playing the guitar and singing look easy when it's actually, it's quite difficult. But here's the thing, is literally, you can never, ever, ever get worse at something by doing it over and over again.
That's right.
Even if you just sit down and you just go, you just sing and you play and you make a horrible racket, you are getting better.
Yeah.
You're getting better.
And all of a sudden,
there
won't
is
be
no
a horrible racket.
The more you read, the better you read. The more you play guitar, the better you play guitar. Even if you just go sit down and just hold it in your hands. You don't even strum it. You just move your fingers up and down the neck. You're getting better at guitar.
Yeah, and something I've noticed, if I may, is it is difficult to learn to play a musical instrument. And not everybody has a beautiful voice. I was asked once by Mr. Nash to never sing in his presence. And that was 25 years ago, and we've been best friends ever since. But I'm astounded not only by his beautiful voice and ability to harmonize and write music and play guitar, but then he will put a harmonica in his mouth. And he will play harmonica, and he will play guitar, and he will sing beautifully, perfectly in front of 50 or 100,000 people, just like he's talking to you kids right now. And that's when you've mastered your craft. Or you're on the road to mastering your craft, because you never master it. You continually, as Jackson said, at whatever your craft is, you